The moment I got a chance, I slipped aside privately and touched an ancient, common-looking man on the shoulder and said, in an insinuating, confidential way, "Friend, do me a kindness. Do you belong to the asylum, or are you just here on a visit or something like that?" He looked me over stupidly and said, "Marry, fair sir, me seemeth that—" "That will do," I said. "I reckon you're a patient." Then he went on to say he was an undercook and could not stop to gossip, though he would like it another time, for it would comfort his very liver to know where I got my clothes. As he started away, he pointed and said, "Yonder was one, idle enough for my purpose." This was an airy slim boy in shrimp-colored tights that made him look like a forked carrot. The rest of his gear was blue silk. He had long yellow curls. He wore a plumed pink satin cap tilted complacently over his ear. By his look, he was good-natured. By his gait, he was satisfied with himself. He arrived, looked me over with a smiling and impudent curiosity, said he had come for me and informed me that he was a page. He began to talk and laugh in happy, thoughtless, boyish fashion, asked me all sorts of questions about myself and about my clothes. Never waited for an answer. It's as if he didn't know he'd ask a question and wasn't expecting any reply, until at last he happened to mention that he was born in the beginning of the year 513. It made cold chills creep over me. I stopped and said a little faintly, "Maybe I didn't hear you just right. Say it again, and say it slow. What year was it?"
513.
513? You don't look it. "Come on, boy. Are you in your right mind?" He said he was. "Are these other people in their right minds?" He said they were. "And this isn't an asylum. I mean, this isn't a place where they cure crazy people?" He said it wasn't. "Well then," I said, "either I'm a lunatic or something just as awful has happened. Now tell me honest and true, where am I?"
"In King Arthur's court."
I waited a minute to let that idea shudder its way home and then said, "And according to your notions, what year is it now?"
528, 19th of June.
I felt a mournful sinking at the heart and muttered, I shall never see my friends again. Never. Never again. They will not be born for more than 1,300 years yet. I seemed to believe the boy. I don't know why.